Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nundalad Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simon Ayin Reish Hei. And we're at Sif Beis. We began discussing yesterday Dvarim HaAsurim Lasos Lior Hener B'Shabbos, things that you're not allowed to do by the candles on Shabbos because of a concern you may come to adjust the candles. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis, V'davko Echod, when we said yesterday that you're not allowed to read by the candles, you're not allowed to pick off lice from your clothing by the candles, that's talking about one person, Davko Echod by himself, one person by himself. Avo Shnayim Korim B'Yachad, but if you have two people reading together, Shimbo Echod Le'atos, if one of them were to forget that it's Shabbos and begin to adjust the light, as the Ramah says, Pirush, Lahatos Haner Kidei She'agia Hashem L'Psila, he's going to adjust the flame in a way that he'll make that the oil can go better into the wick, which would, of course, be, as we pointed out yesterday and previously, an Issa Deraisa, possibly of Mavir. And therefore, if one person were to be about to do this, Yaski Renu Chaveru, the Mechaber tells us that his friend will remind him and say, hey, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and do that. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, in Sif Katan, hey, Avol Ein Polin. But even though we allow two people to work together and read, and one will remind the other, we don't allow them to remove the lice. In Lo She'echod Mefale Vasheni Mishamro, unless you're talking about that one person is removing the lice and the other person is making sure that he doesn't come to adjust the light, but the other person is not removing the lice. Shezeh Vademutu, that would be permissible. Setting up another person to be a shomer for you is permissible. Why is there this distinction between allowing two people to read versus you're not allowing two people to remove the lice from their clothing? So the issue, footnote number 17, brings down from the Taz, Shekivin Shkolecha Mefala B'Mokum Acher, they're each picking off the lice from their own clothing, or even if from a garment, from different parts of the same garment, Domim Heim L'Shnayim HaKorim B'Shnein Yonim, they're like two people reading in two different places, which is not permitted to be done. Alternatively, the Magen Avraham brings down in Sivkot and Vav, because the purpose is to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to do this. However, taking off the lice, that's a dover rishus, therefore the rabbis didn't permit you to do this. The issue for number 18 brings down, based upon this Magen Avraham, it seems that it's only the dover mitzvah that you'd be allowed to do this. So he brings down from Nissan Karolitz, Shemiyachar Shemineu L'Shomer Lov, when you designate a person to watch over you, Adif HaDover, that's the strongest possible thing. Here you have a shomer that's right there making sure that you don't, chas v'shalom, do an isser of mavir. That's why it's permissible, even when you're not doing it for dvar mitzvah, even if you're doing it for dvar rishus, because it's so strong that the other person will be a shomer for you and that he won't allow you to chas v'shalom make a mistake. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav. V'davka l'inyan kriya. This is specifically for regards to kriya. Shehu milso de mitzvah, which is a mitzvah aspect to it. So therefore, hitiruba. Hitiruba is that. You're allowed to go and do two people over here. Avolo l'inyan rishus, but not for something that is a total rishus. Ken kosav magen avram. This is the magen avram that we just brought down in the Dirsha footnotes. As we brought down previously as well from the Taz, he seems to suggest that no, it would be permissible in any event. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, that which we allow two people to read, then when they're both reading from the same place, so if one person comes to adjust it, the other person will be aware of it. Because he's watching him read from that same place, and if he sees that he's starting to adjust the light or going towards adjusting the light, he'll stop it. But if they're reading from two different places, no, we don't allow that because each one will be so embroiled in what they're doing, they'll be caught up in what they're doing, that they won't necessarily be able to watch what the other person is doing and somebody may come to adjust the light. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul B'Shnein in Yonim Lo, says this is true even if it's in the same Sefer. But he says, Nistapakti imahani bazeh ba'omer echad l'chaveiro tein daid cholai. He says, in that situation, does it help to tell the other person, watch over me and make sure that I don't adjust it? The Afshur Kivan the Kolecho Torah Binyano, because even though you're telling the other person to watch you, he's involved in what he's doing, and he's lo ya'ayin olav heitev, and he's really going to be interested in his reading, and he won't be really watching you even though you asked him to. And we can see more in this regard now in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor, v'yesh omrim di b'shnei svarim, that when you're dealing with two people reading from two different books, afilu binyan echad osur, even if they're reading about the same thing, they're both learning together, but they each have their own book, so then that would not be allowed. We would be concerned of Shema Yate. And therefore, V'lochein asu lomar piyutim b'leil yontif, therefore one is not permitted to say extra piyutim in shul on the night of yontif, shechol yos b'shabbos, when it's on Shabbos and there's a problem with you're not allowed to adjust the flame in the Beis HaKnesses. V'chein nagu. And this is in fact the minhag he brings down in the name of various Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, Shekol Echad Ma'ayin B'Sifer, each one is looking into his own sefer, even though they're on the same inyan, Veinu Mashkiach B'Mesh Osech Averi, he's not really watching what the other person is doing because he's involved in his own sefer. The issue for number 21 brings down Hadoresh B'Tzibur B'Lel Shabbos, but if somebody's giving a public shear, so then one can rely upon the fact that the Tzibur is watching him, and therefore you don't have to be concerned that the person who's giving the shear will come to adjust the light and not realize or forget that it's Shabbos because the people will watch him. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches explains that when the Ramah said that you're not allowed to say piyutim in shul on Friday night yontif, so the Mishnah Berurah explains vafilu ledas hamekilin le'el b'ner shel shayva v'chela. This is true, even according to those that were mekel, that you're allowed to go and read by candles of wax or candles of fat from animals. Hocha b'veis haknesses. Here we're talking about in shul the shchichei rabin, where there are many people present. Yesh lahachmir b'chol gabna. We still have to be more strict. Shalom lomar piyutim mishum lo plug. And here we have to say across the board, lo plug. The rabbi said you're not allowed to do this, so even though there are a lot of people, you're still not allowed to do this. Why? Dilufamim yenero shemen. Because even though now you have wax candles or fat candles, other times you're going to have candles that are wicks in oil. Vika chashash iser shemayate. And we have to be concerned that people will say, well, if we read last week and it was no problem, we can read this week and it's no problem, when in fact it is a problem. And he brings us down the name of Tosefer Shabbos and the Prima Gadim. Umasha cause of Lomar Piyutim. Why do we specifically mention Piyutim? He says the same thing applies. Who then has Miros show me b'Shabbos b'Bayis. Same thing would apply to reading the Shabbos Miros. Unless Imlo Misha Rogu Kitzaspim. Unless you're familiar with them. Ukamoja cause of Siftes, as we're going to learn in Siftes. When you're familiar with something, you're allowed to do it because you don't have to really. It doesn't require such intensive looking. Or in this situation, if you tell a friend, please watch over me while I see the mirrors, make sure that I don't adjust the light. Please watch over me that I shouldn't adjust the light, so then it would be permissible there as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches says you weren't allowed to do the piyutim in the Beis HaKnesses. Pirush, afilu sham, even in the Beis HaKnesses, the Yesh Rabin, where there are many people, chayshinu lahatoya, we are concerned that you'll come to adjust the light. And certainly, v'koshikin, yochid b'veso, the osul yoraner, certainly an individual in his house has to be concerned that he will come to adjust the light. However, avo shar hatfilah, the rest of the davening, which is not special davening, it's the regular Friday night davening, mutar likros b'siddur l'aner. You can use a siddur and read it by the light, because hatam shatfilah mitzuyah b'fi hakol, because that's something you're very familiar with. Vein tzarech iyun rab, and you really don't look inside every word. You know it really by heart. You're very fluent with it. The heavy kamo roshi parashios b'sifyod, and this would be like a kula that we'll bring down in sifyod, that if you really are just looking at the roshi parashios, what paragraph comes next, so to say, so then you're not really ma'ayin, you're not looking at each individual word, you're just looking to see the paragraph order, so then it's acceptable, so to avir, you really know the davening, so you're not really going to be looking so intensively that you're going to come chas v'sholem to adjust the light. Now we go to sif gimel. The Mechaber writes, im yesh acher imo, if there is another person with you, afilu eno kori, even if he's not reading with you, and you tell him, va'omerlo, tein daitcho, alai shloate, and this is what we already brought down. And if you tell the other person, be my shomer, go and watch over me to make sure that I don't come to adjust the flame, that I don't come to make the wick, the oil go up better to the wick, mutter, then it would be permissible. V'huadin, and this likewise is true, imomer kein li'ishto, this applies to your wife as well. The person could use her as the shomeres, that the person can use his wife to go and make sure that he doesn't come to adjust the light, the flame over here, because he forgets that it's Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and Siv Katan Yud, Dafka Biomerlo, but you have to tell the person, I want you to be my shomer. Avo Bistaba, without telling him, just the fact that there's another person in the room, Afilu Yesh Bnei Bayis Harbe, even if there are many people in the room, Chayshinon Shelo Yashkichula, you have to be concerned that nobody's really watching you. They're doing their own thing. V'yovel Ahatus, and since nobody's watching you, you'll forget. You need to read something. It requires more light. You'll come to adjust the light, and as a result, you'll be mavir by accident on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yudalev says it's good even for your wife to be the shomer, the shomeres. Kilomer, he means to tell us. Shalom Tomer, don't say the isha daita krovetzlo. A person might have thought that since the wife is so close with the husband, she's not going to tell him. They know mishamarto. She's not going to be so quick to tell him, or she won't be so quick to watch him. They're so comfortable with each other, and something could easily go by that he comes to adjust. Kamash Milan, he's telling us over here, no, we don't make that svara. If you ask your wife to please watch to make sure that you don't adjust the light, that is perfectly acceptable. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Odom Chosh, of a very important person, Shein Darko Bechol Lahatos, that on a weekday, he would have servants or other people come to adjust the light for him. On a weekday, he would never come to adjust the light. So then, Mutter Bechol Gadda. Then certainly on Shabbos, where he knows he's not allowed to do it, and we're only concerned that maybe he'll forget. But since even on a weekday, he doesn't go and do this, so therefore,
on Shabbos he would be allowed to read, and Adam Choshev would be allowed to read even by this candlelight, because he never would come to adjust the light himself. If he realizes he needs to adjust the light, he'll call out to his servant, he'll call out to somebody, please adjust the light for me, and then they'll all remind him that it's Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Pirush, his understanding of the Mechaber is as follows. Shebaruhu Shein Darko Af Be Salimut. It is certain over here that he's not going to adjust the light while he's learning. Avol Mistama Lo Amrina Kein. But unless he's really an Adam Choshev, we don't say this. The Yeshgam Be Adam Choshev Shedarko Latas Bechol. Because unless you know for certain that he never adjusts the light on a weekday, there are important people that won't bother somebody to go and adjust the light for them. They'll adjust it themselves. Ukidisa Be Gemara Lini Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. As we have the famous story in the Gemara with Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, which Dirshu foot number 23 brings down, that he knew Kola Torah Kula. And one could have argued that the sitter or the sefer in front of him is only over here like Rashi Prokim, which we just said previously, is permissible. So Kamash Malam, the Chiddush over here is, even if you're such a big Talmud Chacham, but you could possibly adjust the light on a weekday, you would adjust the light, so then we have to be concerned for it over here too. Shoya Mesim Atzmal, Divrei Torah Kehedyot. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha considered himself, so to say, like a hedyot in this regard, and he looked inside the sefer, and therefore we have to be concerned that even a big Talmud Chacham would come to adjust the light by accident, of course, because he doesn't realize what he's doing because he's so engrossed in his sefer. Then he brings down for the Prima Godim, Kasa Prima Godim. This heter that the Mechaber brought down about an Adam Choshev doesn't apply nowadays. Why? Because many times we've seen we see that people who are big Talmidei Chacham, but they get so engrossed in the Sefer, without realizing it, they come to adjust the light just like they would on a weekday. However, when you combine with this, that he's not using an oil candle, he's using a wax or a fat candle, then you can have an ability over here not to be machmer and say no. But if he's using a wax or a fat candle, which normally you don't have a concern of Shema Ma'avir, that you can come to fire it up. The only concern was, we said, that you may come to be mochet it, you may come to peel it off a little bit to clear off the wick. So then in this situation, we don't have to be concerned when we're dealing with an Adam Choshev who normally doesn't do this on his own. Sifhei. The Mechaber tells us, b'medura, with a large flame, afilu asara kiyachod ein korin. Even if you have 10 people over there, we don't allow them to read by this light. Why not? Mishum dahoel, since v'yoshvim rechokim zemizeh, it's a large flame. They're not sitting one on top of the other. They're a little bit far apart from each other because it's such a large flame. Therefore, you're not going to see it. Be careful that the other person is adjusting it and you'll stop them. Furthermore, va'od, shezanvos ha'udim, there's burning pieces of wood over here, the stubs of these burning pieces of wood, smuchalem, are very close to them. And it's very, very easy, therefore, to adjust the flame. And ein zeh makir, and you won't recognize so quickly that your friend goes, kishebo chaveru lahavir ulechatos. When your friend goes over here and adjusts because he can't see well enough, before you know it, it's already done because the things are so close to each other. You have all of these little burning stubs of logs over here. So quickly you can go and relight them, so to say, and have them burn nicely before anybody else can stop you. You'll have done it. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, when you have this big medura, this big flame over here, then you can't read by it, even if there are many people over there. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Rotsa Lomar, Afilu b'inyon echod, even when they're all reading from the same thing, dilor haner shari, that normally would be permissible, but here it's not. The ayin olas tamid, he says, look in the sefer olas tamid, the imbikesh liechod shiitin daito alav shalo yechata, then the mutter. If you specifically ask the person next to you, I want you to be my shomer and watch me, then it's okay. And he brings this down as well, the hevio el yiraba. El yiraba brings this down as a kula as well. Sivkot Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're concerned over here that you'll come to quickly burn a log, and therefore you'll be over Ma'avir on Shabbos. He brings down from the Taz, Kosav HaTaz, Nir Li. He appears to the Taz. There would be no problem over here in keeping itself warm by the Madura. That's not a problem. As we will learn in Mirtz Hashem in the next Simen, even in that situation, you shouldn't sit right next to these stubs of the burning out logs, because you may come to adjust it without even realizing that it's Shabbos, and therefore you'll be over here. Just like you come to normally adjust these logs, you may come to do it there. Therefore, you shouldn't do this even if you're not reading by it, even if you're just being mischamim, just heating up over there. However, he brings down in the name of the El Yeraba and the Tosefer Shabbos, We aren't concerned about this, according to this opinion. The issue for number 25 brings down the tanure chimum hamitzuyim bizmanenu. Nowadays, when we have these ovens that we use for heating, a heater of some sort. So Shlomo Zalman brings down she'enam bechlal ha'gzeira. They're not included in this gzeira that you can't sit next to them. Gamu das ataz. Even according to this taz, who's machmir over here. Shlo asar ataz ela b'medura she'yesh tzorich lahavik bo esazanvo so'udim k'dei shivar heitim. The reason why the taz said over there that you shouldn't do this is because it's so easy to adjust the flame. As opposed to with our modern furnaces, ma'she'en kem betanuri chimum shevzmanenu, what furnaces, she'yesh b'hem kivua. The fire is inside those furnaces isn't something that you have to go and adjust. And he says, you're not coming in and stirring the coals like in the olden days, that it shouldn't go out. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, and therefore our heaters, one could sit next to them. We're not concerned that, it's not hot enough, and you're going to come to suddenly adjust it. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.